Samara Capital promoted Sapphire Foods India Limited and Number 39's initial public offering will open on the 9th of November and close on the 11th of November. The firm is planning to list on exchanges on the 22nd of November. And NBSP. The IPO of the operator of KFC and Pizza Hut outlets consists of a pure offer for sale of 17.57 million shares by existing shareholders and promoters. The OFS comprises up to 8.50 lakh shares by QSR Management Trust, up to 5.57 million shares by Sapphire Foods Mauritius Limited, up to 4.85 MLN shares by WWD Ruby Limited, up to 3.96 MLN by Amethyst Private Limited, up to 80,169 shares by Arjf Investment Trust, up to 1.62 MLN shares by Edelweiss Crossover Opportunities Fund and up to 6.46 lakh shares by Edelweiss Crossover Opportunities Fund Series 2. Currently, Sapphire Foods Mauritius holds 46.53% stake in the firm, QSR Management Trust has 5.96% stake, WWD Ruby holds 18.79%, Amethyst Private Limited has 6.67%, Arjf Investment Trust 0.14%, Edelweiss Crossover Opportunities Fund 6.83%. JM Financial, BofA Securities, ICICI Securities and IIFL Securities are the lead managers to the issue. Sapphire Foods is the largest franchisee of Yum! Brands in the Indian subcontinent, is backed by marquee investors such as Samara Capital, Goldman Sachs, CX Partners and Edelweiss. The franchisee arrangement with Yum! Allows the firm to operate on a non-exclusive basis, under the KFC, Pizza Hut and Taco Bell brand in various states in India, across Sri Lanka and Maldives. As of March 2021, the firm owned and operated 204 KFC restaurants in India and the Maldives, 231 Pizza Hut restaurants in India, Sri Lanka and the Maldives, and 2 Taco Bell restaurants in Sri Lanka. For FY21, the firm reported a revenue from operations at 1,019.62 crore versus 1,340.41 crore a year ago. Net loss for the period stood at 99.89 crore against 159.25 crore last year. Total borrowings were at 75.66 crore from 71.20 crore last year. The company said due to COVID pandemic it has substantially affected and may continue to affect its business, results of operations, financial condition, cash flows and reputation in the future. The firm said it restated loss for the year after tax for the financial year 2021, 2020 and 2019 and may incur additional losses in the future.